It's U105, it's the Lunchtime Bistro, almost 2:30. Now, as you know, Garden Show Ireland is coming up next month at Antrim Castle Gardens, and there's always plenty to see up there. And this year, there's a meditation garden in association with Aware, and it's designed by Chelsea Gold medalist garden designer Ian Price. And the feature garden, it's a celebration for both Ian and the Garden Show. I'm celebrating Ian's amazing feat of winning gold medal for his garden Mind Trap at the Chelsea Flower Show, and celebrating a long association since Ian's first show garden, which was created at Garden Show Ireland back in 2005. Just wasn't yesterday. Welcome Ian, and also welcome Carolyn Blair from Aware. I'm going to have a good chat with both. Ian, first of all, good to see you. Are you well?
I'm very good. Thank you very much, Carolyn.
Good to have you in. How does it feel to be a gold medalist winner from the Chelsea show?
I'm not really sure it's totally sunk in yet, to be fair. I was told it was the first garden designer in over 30 years to go to Chelsea, and to be able to, with that team that we had over there, to come back with a gold medal was just unreal.
You were pinching yourself at the time, is this for real?
Yeah, completely. I was in the back of the showground thinking, they're going to find out, kick me out here, that I'm in with all of these proper garden designers. But no, it was a fabulous experience, and one that I'll hold on to for many, many years.
And it was called Mind Trap, wasn't that the design?
Yes.
And what did that mean?
Mind Trap was kind of a manifestation in a garden sense of what I felt when I was not well in my head, when I was suffering with depression. It was 15 years researching and then a couple of days of sketching to make that garden sort of fall out of my brain.
My goodness. Could you describe it to us?
It was a smaller garden, about 7 by 6 meters, and it was four walls surrounded a pool in the center. And the seat in the center was then where you started. You could see parts of through those walls and four paths out to get help. And they were representative of avenues of help. But the whole thing was it's not what you see in that garden. It was how you perceive it. So plants that looked not very well were actually perfectly happy and healthy.
Wow.
But if they changed the context of those, then they looked even better.
Oh, my goodness. And do you think that people, whenever they looked at that, you know, people maybe who never, ever experienced any mental health issues at all, would be able to get something from that by looking at it, by maybe trying to understand how someone would feel going through it?
Yeah. I mean, first of all, it was important to make it look like a garden could be. Now, it wouldn't be a real garden that you would put in the back of your house, but to be able to tell that message and that story to people that care, but people that weren't aware at all of what it can feel like. Mm-hmm. I had so many people just coming up and holding on to me and hugging and crying and saying, thank you, I get it, I understand. And that was completely far more than I ever expected, but everything that I'd hoped the garden would achieve.
Yeah, it's powerful stuff that you can actually do that by creating a garden space.
It was a garden.
Mm-hmm.
But there was so much more.
Are you going to be doing that at Garden Show Ireland?
There's a similar themed garden in this, because that was just me being able to tell my story. But in order to kind of keep my own mental health where it should be, it takes maintenance, really. And that's why this garden's called Meditation. It's kind of, not to sound pretentious, but it's kind of a homecoming. You know, after Chelsea, I was invited back to do Garden Show Ireland, which was an honour. And then over and above that, it was a reference back to the first garden that I ever did in 2005, all those umpteen years ago.
It's unbelievable when you think about it.
Yeah,
I mean, it sounds like it's only around the corner, but then you start counting the years.
It was, yeah. All those grainy photographs now.
I think I might actually remember your first.
Really?
I think I might, because with U105 have had an association with Garden Show Ireland from the beginning.
Yeah.
And we've seen most of the gardens that have been there. Obviously,
yeah.
We've been doing the shows live from there. So I actually think I might remember.
You probably would have remembered it.
Your first one, 2005, my goodness. Did you think at that point? Because what had you done before then? Hadn't really designed any gardens?
Well, I've been designing gardens for a good number of years. I'm 41. I had to think about there for a second. I'm 41 this year, and I've since coming out with a garden design degree when I was 21. You know, so I've been doing it for a right few years.
Before you'd actually gone to Garden Show Ireland.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. But it was always a lifetime ambition to do show gardens.
Yes. And did you think, whenever you did that you would, at some point, you would be winning gold at Chelsea?
I think that's
just incredible. And it's amazing, too, that you've teamed up with Aware. Did you get support from Aware?
Aware have been literally saved my life. And that's not just me showboating or telling untruths. They have literally saved my life. And it's I'm trying to help promote them and the good work that they do, but also show people that, you know, even with the slightest little bit of of awareness of your own mental health, you can save yourself and others from going down that deep dark hole. It's like a car needs regular maintenance, otherwise it's going to go wrong.
Yeah.
And your brain is a lot more complicated than a car.
Yeah.
So it needs looked after. But I mean, it's just aware have been absolutely amazing when I needed their help before I even started thinking about gardens and using, you know, mental health as a story behind that. The services they provide are just, they just worked for me, but you do need to keep up with them.
Uh-huh. Well, let's ask Carolyn what sort of work it were. Just to explain to the rest of us, what exactly
okay.
does the word do?
Well, first of all, I'm delighted to be here, and I'm the mindfulness coordinator for the charity AWARE. And just as Ian has been talking about AWARE, our latest campaign was really about, well, it's called hashtag I Am AWARE, and it's very much about bringing awareness to the illness of depression and what the signs and symptoms are really all about. So we're delighted to be the sole charity in Northern Ireland caring for those with the illness of depression and bipolar. So really, as we were talking about, Ian and I had a brief chat earlier on as well, and we were talking about one in four people in the UK will actually experience depression at some stage in their lives. And this was something that that Ian actually showcased in Chelsea as well. Isn't that right? Through
yeah.
the garden, yeah?
Yeah, I mean, that's why there were four walls, four rocks, four avenues of help.
Uh-huh.
But it's moderate to severe depression. It people don't really know exactly what that means. Even when I was in it, I didn't know what that meant. It was strange.
Mm-hmm. But also people don't really like to talk about it. And
yeah.
if it's happening, people try to keep it to themselves. So
yeah, it's kind of the D word.
That's a big problem, isn't it?
And that is very much part of what our charity is about making efforts to destigmatise the illness. And through the various support groups, even that Ian has talked about, and our education and training programmes, our mindfulness programmes, our support services in general as well, through information events, etc. That's our essence. That's really the sole purpose of the charity, to provide support, to provide a sense of care for those that are experiencing the illness as well.
And anybody can pick up the phone if they need to speak to you.
Anybody can pick up the phone. We don't have a helpline per se, but rather we do refer people to our various services that we certainly welcome them to come and to gain support through these various services that we offer. We obviously offer CBT based programs and also mindfulness based programs, and both are recommended by the National Institute of Clinical Excellence and are proven to help those who are experiencing the illness. So that's really, in essence, I would be particularly involved, and that's what we're going to be doing at the garden show down in Antrim, isn't it? The programme, our Pause B programme, which is a mindfulness-based programme.
Mm-hmm.
It's conventionally delivered in schools, but not of the weekend, the first weekend in May.
Yeah.
And as I say, mindfulness is our most recent intervention, really, within AWARE, in the sense that it's been brought in over the past 3 years. We've been delivering to the statutory sector, we've been delivering to corporates and also to the community and voluntary sector as well, in the form of programmes, in the form of workshops, but also now, most recently, as we had our lunch there in Crumlin Road Jail, our Pause B programme is our Mindfulness in Schools programme.
Is it the primary schools?
Yeah, it's for 7 to 11 year olds.
Okay.
So we've been delivering it now over the past year, and as I was saying to Ian earlier on, and Claire as well, that the kids are so receptive. They're fascinated by how their brain works.
Mm-hmm.
They also are so engaged, not only in the PowerPoint presentation of it, but also the illustrations and the props that we bring in. Like, one of the props in particular would be like a snow globe or a wibble wobble, you know, and like snow globe, even talking about how that our minds can quite often end up feeling a bit like this. Whenever we shake up a snow globe, obviously it's difficult to
mm-hmm.
see.
Mm-hmm.
And until such times as emotions settle, then we can't really see the picture clearly.
Yeah.
And I think that even relates to Ian's concept garden at Chelsea as well, in the sense that there's a variety of different perspectives we can have on life.
Mm-hmm.
And even in the paths that we take in life too, that through the concept garden, you're talking about four different paths, and even on those paths that they can be sometimes challenging as well. And, mm-hmm. and I suppose it's for us being able to sit with awareness, with a sense of, we would talk about metacognitive awareness, being able to be aware of the thoughts that we're having.
Yes, rather than words. worried about what's happened or what's going to happen.
Exactly.
And we do that a lot, don't we?
Oh, we certainly do. We certainly do. And it takes practice. And mm-hmm. that's, in essence, what we're trying to teach not only kids, but also adults, that we need to take time to practice, be able to notice what's not only going on in our own bodies and our own emotions, but also in the environment around us. And hence why the likes of nature, and whether that be in a garden, whether that be just out in a forest walk, being able to be present to what's happening around us is just so essentially important.
As you say, but you need to train yourself, don't you?
We do. And it takes practice, you know, because like our minds can just go off like a rocket, you know, and we talk even in our CBT programs about the vicious circle, you know, and our thoughts and the way that our thoughts can go, you know.
Yeah.
Being able to stop and pause, as Pause B is all about, taking a moment to pause and just be.
Yeah.
It's so essential, not only to for kids, but also for us
for,
as adults.
For adults.
Yeah.
But you know what? I mean, when you think about people who are suffering from mental health, you sometimes people look like life is perfect.
Absolutely.
And everything's going well for them. And that's the thing, you can cover it up so absolutely. Well. I mean, we hear about the sad passing of Dale Winton today, and then we hear he's 62 years old and that he suffered from mental issues. Mm-hmm. And, you know, a lot of people probably didn't know that about Dale because he came across as a happy-go-lucky guy, and nobody knows what turmoil he had in his life.
Mm-hmm.
And it's still to be revealed what exactly happened, you know, in his life.
You can never judge anybody.
Yeah.
You know, nobody has any right to judge anybody else. And whenever I turned around to friends and family and years ago and said, I'm not well, and they were questioning me, you know, I was so good at putting on the mask.
Mm-hmm.
Everything was fine. You know, there was large bumps underneath the carpet where I'd swept everything underneath it. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I didn't know what was wrong. And I wanted to get help, but I didn't know how to broach that subject with other people.
Mm-hmm.
And then last year I stood in front of, you know, BBC film cameras and newspapers and whatever else and just went, yeah, I wasn't well. But, you know, it's all right because I'm able to tell other people that it's okay not to be okay.
Yeah. And that's the message, really.
Yeah.
Speak out and
absolutely.
Speak up. Find someone.
There's no shame.
Guys, we're going to have to leave it there because we're just running out of time. But just to remind people, you're going to be there in your garden. I take it you've already done it or you're halfway through it. You must be close to the end of it.
Actually, we're starting on Monday.
You're joking me.
No. The planning's all done. But the garden's called Meditation and it's to remind people that they just need to take time out for them.
Okay. So you can go along and see us there the Friday, Saturday and Sunday.
Yes.
Yeah. And Carolyn, you will have representatives there to talk to people and explain what Aware does.
We'll certainly be there in force, and we're also having our Pause B practice at 12 noon each day, and Claire Faulkner here has very kindly organised AV etc for us, and we'll have that I think in a kiddies part of the garden, and we'll be continually making reference to the meditation garden and pointing people over in that direction.
Good stuff. Well, listen, good luck with it and thank you so much for coming in. I know you're obviously very busy, and both of you, thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
Could talk to you all day. Thank you for that. So Garden Show Ireland kicks off 4th of May, runs right through to the 6th at Antrim Castle Gardens.